This is Risen City's Apprentice Podcast, where we're learning how to lead by learning how to follow. My name is Mike, and I am one of the leaders here at Risen City Church, and we're so excited that you'd be joining us here today on our Leadership Podcast. If you're one of our own leaders, you're part of our church, or maybe you're just someone who's listening in, who's leading in some other context, no matter where you are, where you're from, we are excited you'd be joining us here today, because we're convinced that no matter who you are, what scope of life, what place that you're in, learning how to lead by learning how to follow Jesus is truly the best way to produce the most joy and effectiveness in the pursuit of your calling, the pursuit of leadership. And so this is a raw, sort of unedited conversation, dialogue, monologue, ideas about leadership, specifically in the church, but also into all areas of life. And so we are excited that you'd be here with us listening in. And I hope that this can help you lead better and learn how to be a better leader by learning how to follow. So in today's podcast, what we're going to be talking about is the idea of dependency and prayer. As we talked about before, this idea of the apprentice is that we are people who are followers of Jesus first. Which means we want to learn life and learn his patterns and be like him. And one of the things that we see in his life all the time, one of the greatest leaders, if not the greatest leader to ever live on this earth, was his dependency on prayer and what was going on. From his biggest decisions to the most stressful times of his life to just the everyday rhythms, him finding space to pray, seek the heart of God, and then go and do that. So you see, prayer for the leader is interesting because it often comes at the place where it feels like almost like the last thing we want to do, because it feels in itself the least productive, because I can't really measure what prayer does in the everyday. I can't go to a chart, see a report, understand a grade or whatever around the idea of prayer and what it's bringing to the table. And so because I don't often see it as face value productive, it often gets relegated to sort of a just nice spiritual discipline, a thing that we just have to do because we're Christians and blah, blah, blah. But really, if we're trying to become the leader that's learning how to follow, that's learning how to get the health of my soul first right with God to lead out of that place, and prayer actually becomes one of the key avenues and conduits of that in our life for a couple of different reasons. One is the idea that first, it's our place of connection with God, that we are communing with him. See, prayer is not meant to be, as most of us probably know, just this sort of one-sided, I just ask God for a bunch of things moment. There are times where we come before God and we ask big things of him and make requests, and that's true. But prayer is meant to be a place where we first just meet with Jesus, where we spend time with him, whether it's praying through the Bible, praying about what's going on in our life, being open and honest with our souls, bearing ourselves before him, and waiting upon him to speak into our life through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, to answer some of our issues, and just to allow ourselves to be connected in, to stop the rhythm of busyness and of productivity and of do, just to go and be with him. And I think that we often forget the power of that for the health of our own soul and mind. But it's so key that we take time to connect with him, especially in the church, because one of the things that is interesting is we are in the work of helping people meet God, be with God. And if we neglect that for ourselves, we're not only being hypocrites, not really, buying what we're selling, but we're doing a disservice because we're trying to lead people to a place they've never been. And we can't really instruct them to go to a place that we are unwilling to go ourselves. And so prayer becomes sort of a primary mode of leading in the church, of doing what we need to do, of connecting with God. Secondly, though, it leads us to a place of dependence. And this is really where I want to hit the theme of today deeper into, the idea of dependency on Jesus. Prayer shows that we are way more aware of our limitations and much more aware of God's ability. Right? Because prayer is the place where we come to him and say, God, like, I need wisdom. I need some help. I want to lay down before you what's going on. I don't want to make a decision without running it by you, Jesus. If you are the true leader of this church and I get to sort of come along for the ride to do what I can do, I want to make sure I'm doing what you want me to do. And that requires my dependency on you. See, prayer is the place where we begin to realize that, hey, this is bigger than me. It's more than me, and it's meant to be that way because this is about Jesus. It's not about making much of me. And as a leader, right, my job is to help people sort of, in the context of the church at least, discover where God wants them to move, right? Whether for someone that is, you know, a first time commitment to Jesus, growing deeper in some discipline, helping a marriage, helping a parent, helping a business leader understand the ways the gospel affects their life, like helping them lead to that space and be in that space, which ultimately always looks like a greater dependency on who God is, a trust in what he has said, and allow him to lead in every area of my life. And prayer is the practice, really, of that dependency. As a way that I think about it in my own life, when I am praying the least, it's truly when I'm actually stressing out the most, trying to get more done in my own strength, which then, interestingly enough, produces in me way less joy, way less, even I would say, effectiveness. See, the interesting thing about it is I tend to get more stuff off the to-do list, because instead of taking that half an hour to pray, I'm taking half an hour to write this thing or do that thing. But I end up feeling at the end of the time way less satisfied in what I've done. Not really close to Jesus. Not really know what's going on. Right? A little more stressed out. But on the days where I stop and I really tried my best to let Jesus be the center of my existence, to ask him to give me insight and guidance for what lies ahead, to task through the prayer time as sort of like the first task, I find that I not only go with more confidence into my leadership, but ultimately more effective. I come home with greater joy because I'm not stressed out about doing and producing and being these things, but just simply doing that which Christ has laid before me. See, dependency helps focus my aim, focus my energy in a very practical and very powerful way, because I really, what I want to do is only do what God has for me, only do what Jesus has laid out before me. And so that's where prayer really hits us, I think, in leadership, is it's an act of submission to say, Jesus, I only want what you want, and I want to do what you want me to do, and I'm going to need your help to actually do that well. And so here I am to seek you, to wait for you, to hear from you, to get your will for this moment. And it sounds sort of almost hyper-spiritual, and I don't want it to be, because I think it's actually so real and practical. Like Jesus, before he chose the disciples or the apostles, spent all night with the Father. He would constantly send them away and go up the mountain to pray. And in the height of his fame in the early days of his ministry, he actually rejected going back to the place of easy fame and easy success to continue doing what God has called, because the Father had spoken. Like, that's just what prayer does. It's a thing that sets our perspective, that changes our understanding of ourself and where we're going, what God's calling us to. And so like legitimately, like one of my practices has been to try and pray through even the week, in the sense of, God, what do you want me to accomplish? What do I need to get done? And yes, weighing that against sort of the everyday systems of what church is and leadership and business and organization and tasks that have to get done and what's coming down the pipe and all that stuff, but really still just taking a moment to say, God, there are things that you have called me to do this week that I want to make sure are highlighted or focused on. And even with some of my meetings, like praying through the fact that, God, who should I meet with this week? Who am I called to make time for in the schedule of the everyday tasks? Like I got to preach on Sunday. I still got to do that every single week. So there's things that have to get done. But God, what is the extra? What is the time that you have? What are the spaces you want me to walk in? And I found that when I take that time, it makes it better for me in the week. And I want to encourage us as leaders that we need to lead the way in our prayer so that we can lead with our people. And I think there's such a powerful idea. I'm just locked in that Jesus shows us this dependency in prayer. And as a leader, you know, it sometimes escapes me that part of my job is to be praying for my people. Because, you know, we often pray for the church as a whole, or pray for the organization, pray that God like does this thing. But when you begin to pray for people that you lead, then your heart actually becomes softened to them, right? That we will actually love them better. That prayer actually helps me become a better leader, because I'm focusing my even thought life and my prayer life on other people, not just Mike. right? Which is a crazy thing that God just begins in His grace to soften our hearts to those who we lead. And so prayer becomes our priority of communication with God, of being with Him as His son, as His child first, and getting our perspective, getting our dependency shifted, and then helping us love the people that we lead, that we have to lead in prayer if we want to lead our people well. And this just has to be part of our rhythm. And so some of the things that I do is, for me, weekly, there is a day of prayer and fasting, usually Tuesdays. I'll get up in the morning with my kids, and I'll make them breakfast and we eat together. Then I'll fast for the rest of the day up until that evening when I come home and spend time with them. And I take that time where I normally be eating lunch and making that. And I just get away and I pray for myself. I pray for the church. I pray for my family, for the future. So I do a rhythm of fasting within my week. I try to, every day if I can, take about half an hour just to sit with Jesus, to pray. I love singing and worshiping, to read and be together. I'm reading through the Bible in a year right now as a practice of another discipline, but praying through some of the scriptures that I have. But it really is just taking the discipline time to stop and to seek Jesus. Like, as simple as basic Christian as it is, right? It is, I think, so powerful that we need to get to. And in the coming weeks, as we discover some of the disciplines that help form this, and we talk about the different ways we can pray, or different kinds of attitudes towards the Bible, towards our calendars, towards confession, and things like that, like, we'll get a little more into the nitty-gritty of it. But just the idea of taking time for the health of my soul, for the good of my leadership, for the restructuring of my perspective, for the refocusing of my attention, right, to be with Jesus, to sit with Him in prayer, to seek His will, to ask His permission, to know what He wants, and then leave the prayer place ready to go and do whatever He has spoken. Like, that is the pattern that we want. We go into the presence of God and we go out ready to do the work He has called us to do. That is sort of the idea for us today. Are we being people who take time to pray? Is it a priority? Are we leading well in prayer so we can lead well our people?